Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's all covered. Brad's back, yay. EFT wizard, Brad Yates, that's what I call him, because, hey, this stuff works, and, wow. We're going to be actually diving into clearing more crap out of the way, whatever's blocking our success. We're going to do it together, we're going to do it live, we're going to do it right now. So if you have anything that you'd like to achieve in your life, and you haven't got there yet, perhaps you're subconsciously blocked, and we're going to just fix that right now. Brad Yates, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Thank you so much. One of my favorite places to be.
And it's one of our favorite guests, so there you go. And win-win all the way around.
It's all good.
It's all good. Now, how is your New Year's going?
My New Year's going great. Even today, just all kinds of serendipitous things, and it's looking to be an extremely good year.
Now, did you, do the whole sort of resolution thing, or did you do an intention thing of any kind this New Year's, or do you do it all the time?
I sort of just keep holding positive intention. I don't know that I actually wrote anything down on New Year's. I'm trying to remember now. I was on the beach in Cabo, and I'm not sure if I actually got around to writing that. His resolution is like, hey, it's all good. Let's have more of this. It's like my sister was saying, we're in the hot tub. My sister says, thank you, God, more of this, please.
I mean, if you're on the beach in Cabo, who cares?
Exactly.
<You're>
It's a good start to the year, no matter what.
Oh, that's too funny. So, okay, so you weren't sitting there making a vision board on the side of the beach with little plastic scissors. So, I think that's the thing, though, the consciousness crowd, I think we're sort of getting out of, though, let's do it once a year and then fail by the second month. That's old,
right.
Right. And which is why we force people like you on to do this work, because we all want to break through those boundaries. I mean, I think for me, New Year's is every morning,
Absolutely.
Checking in and restructuring it and moving forward.
Time is an illusion, so New Year's, it's no different than any other day. It's fun to get around, it's the start of the new year, it's this, it's that. It's like, yeah, but each new day is a new chance. Otherwise, we get into this thing of, well, it's January 2nd, I've already blown all my resolutions, guess I'll wait another 364 days. It's like, no!
The whole logic is skewed. And really, I guess when you get around past the new day, new year thing,
mm-hmm.
moment is really
Yeah. Well, there's only now. I had a client who said, I think I'm going to get myself a watch that just says now on it. When anyone asks, it's now.
I'll buy one.
Yeah. So the problem is, though, that then people will think they're late. It's like, oh, I should have been rich by now. And if it's already now, then I'm late. I should have been this by now. I should have been here by now. It's like, no, let go of the should. Stop shooting on yourself.
And this, well, this again comes into the whole process of conscious creation. You have to be it now to be it. And it's almost like a, to the unconscious world, a catch-22, and to the conscious world, a weird paradigm. That's why we're, here today with you clearing out our subconscious blocks, because you can want to be rich or want to be succeeding or wanting to make a huge, massive difference and positive change on the planet, but you've got to grow to become that person now.
And see yourself as that person already. It's really we say, well, when I do this or when I do that, then I'll be the person I want to be. It's like, well, when you see yourself as that person, then those kind of things will be much easier to do. If you think of yourself as a healthy person, then going to the gym is a lot easier than, well, as soon as I go to the gym, then I'll be healthy. Because it's a lot easier to go to the gym as a healthy person than as someone who doesn't see themselves as healthy. So it's clearing that, that's one of the first things to clear is the idea that I'm not what I want to be. Because each and every one of us is whole and complete, lacking nothing, just as we are. And when we see ourselves that way inside, then the outside circumstances just naturally have to start shifting to fit that picture.
Well, and this is the thing. Once you're getting into a situation where you want to be the kind of person that hazardous or is being whatever it is your goal is, then this is where it gets fun if you're not subconsciously clear, correct?
Right.
And so
right. If there's some reasons, like, you know, problem with affirmations is so often an affirmation is a statement of something that we don't believe is true. You know, I am healthy, and the subconscious mind is going, no, you're not. So we're affirming the negative, and so we want to clear out those beliefs about why we can't be, you know, or why we shouldn't be, or whatever they might be, these reasons that say, you know, this is why you can't say this about yourself, this is why you can't be successful or healthy or in love or whatever it might be.
So
that's all nonsense.
Being our brains out, but if we don't have the conduits clear,
yeah,
let's work on that. So, okay. Now, we did this last year with some interesting success for quite some time. We had a lot of email back, you know, thanking us for supporting their transition into the new year and such, and being able to hold on to powerful intentions as opposed to kind of like the little resolutions, you know, coming from that sort of weaker place of
right.
trying to change something, kind of rolling a big boulder uphill, kind of same energy. So we had a lot of good feedback last year. What can we do this year that will take people to the next level?
Well, I don't know that we actually did last year what I was just mentioning about actually seeing ourselves as the person that we're trying to become through the resolutions. So it's creating that positive image of ourselves. So it's, you know, if we, whatever the resolutions might be that we've written down, it's like, okay, all these resolutions are designed in order to turn us into this magical image of ourselves somewhere down the line. And it's really a matter of saying, okay, I am this person. You know, it's like, I often like to use the analogy of Michelangelo's David. When Michelangelo said the David was already there, perfect, inside the marble. He just had to chip away the parts that didn't belong. So it's seeing ourselves as already whole and complete and perfect inside all this stuff that's been built on over the years, and tapping that away to reveal who we are. Rather than trying to fix ourselves to become this, it's revealing the perfect person that we already are, that successful person, that happy person,
okay,
knowing that that's already inside.
Because I'm pretty sure you're right. Last year we cleared subconscious blocks, and we were sort of, it was more of a negative clearage focus kind of,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like this. So how would we use EFT to do that?
Well, should we do an intro to EFT, or do we think we know?
I think we should, because we probably, you know, we're getting new listeners all the time. So.
Okay. So for those of you who are new to EFT. It stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. It's an amazing little tool of mind-body based on acupuncture, the same meridian system that Chinese medicine has used for thousands of years. Basic idea is that there is a flow of energy through the body along pathways called meridians. And when this energy is disrupted, we experience negative emotions, physical illness, all kinds of bad mojo. So rather than sticking needles in these points, in the convenience of your own home, you're going to be able to tap with two or three fingers on key points along the face and the torso. And by tapping on these key points, you clear out the disturbance and bring the energy back into balance. So when we have negative or limiting beliefs about ourselves, those are just held in there with this negative energy. And so by tapping on that, we start to balance the energy out and start revealing our true, extremely powerful nature, and feel a whole lot better. And for those of you, you know, since last year's show, The Secret has come out, and probably a lot of your listeners have seen The Secret, and knowing the Law of Attraction. So the Law of Attraction states that when you're feeling bad, more bad things come to you. When you're feeling good, more good things come to you. So by clearing out these energy blocks and these disturbances, we feel good. And so naturally, good things start being drawn to us. So the quick history is Dr. Roger Callahan, a psychologist, back about 1980, was working with a woman's water phobia, and just per chance thought he could help her stomach, the knot in her stomach that she got when she thought about water, by tapping the stomach meridian right under the eye, this key point under the eye. He'd been learning about acupressure. And instead of just getting rid of the knot in her stomach, he got rid of her fear of water, like that. And thought that was interesting. Found that by tapping on different meridian points for different issues, he could clear all kinds of negative emotions and put himself out of business. Started teaching this process. Along came Gary Craig, who was trained as an engineer at Stanford University. And Dr. Callahan's system had different algorithms, different points you tapped for different issues, and had a lot of diagnosis. And Gary said, well, wait a minute. If you don't spend the time diagnosing and just tap all the points in a row, you get the same benefits. And he called his simpler version EFT. And it has just taken off. And, you know, Gary's been very generous making it available to the world. And, you know, from this absolutely amazing, groundbreaking work from Dr. Callahan, and we're all better off for it. So,
well,
let me tell you how it's done.
I want to just add in my two cents there, because I found you through one of Joe Vitale's programs online, listened to the sessions, and I was doing them, you know, like tapping along with the recording, and finding almost, in some cases, instant change. It was like an abundance session you were doing, and I thought, geez. I don't have to do anything but sit here and just tap on laughing. Man. But that got my attention because, you know, it was such a mind-boggling transition from seeing something so simple work so quickly.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, the shift happens so fast, and you're like, I'm just tapping on my face. But, you know, for thousands of years, the Chinese medicine has known that there's this flow of energy, and, you know, we're now getting in touch with, oh, this is how the body was designed. There's this amazing intelligence that created the human body with these things, that with these simple ways of releasing anxiety and negative emotion and other disease, including physical disease and aches and pains and things like that.
This is why I call you the EFT wizard. Now, your sessions go a little longer than other people sometimes, and you have a different style, which is what I really resonated with, because you seem to really just get in there. You know?
Yeah, something takes over me. It's kind of like channeling, and sometimes I just don't know when to stop. Because it's not up to me. There's something else that tells me, now say this, and then it says, okay, now you're done.
Yeah, it's an intuitive EFT or something. It's quite something. So I'm very excited to see what comes out today.
Me too. I never know what's going to happen. I never pre-script any of this. It's like, okay.
Just to let people know, too, I know we brought you on for the Lighten Up Literally series earlier, our first 3-hour launch there, which was pretty incredible. And we're going to bring you back on for that separately. So if you're working on the weight issue, I shouldn't even call it the weight issue, but I'm not locked on yet, so it's a weight issue, okay? And we have got some amazing stuff that we're unveiling in the next 2 weeks, so I'll let everybody know that now. I've got Mark Victor Hansen coming on tomorrow.
Cool.
Making ourselves thin, and I did my session with Dr. Sharon Forrest today, and oh my God, that was unbelievable. So it was so unbelievable. In fact, I'm in that editing mode going, oh, how much did I, you know, put out there? It was that unbelievable. And Sharon's getting set to have her session. So after we get past those two shows, I want to bring you back on and do some more tapping on the weight stuff with you.
Excellent.
It is that. It's this, being. Being as, what are we tapping? Being as though we already have it.
Yeah, seeing ourselves as successful.
Okay.
Seeing the outcome. So we'll do the quick little disclaimer. Sometimes when we're tapping, because we are clearing emotions, sometimes we sort of open the Pandora's box, and EFT works like clearing the layers of an onion. So as we're tapping through, sometimes we bring up some emotions that are not really comfortable. So please do this at your take responsibility for your own well-being. If you're in an emotionally fragile state right now, I might recommend that you wait and you contact an EFT practitioner, myself, or there's others on Gary's website, emofree.com, and work with someone to help you through these emotions. If you do choose to tap and you're going through and something comes up, just keep tapping. It's energy that's being released, and it will continue to release as you tap through it. You know, and get whatever support you need. We're not here to be alone. So the first thing we do is tapping on the side of your hand. So if you're right-handed, I'm going to recommend that you tap with your right hand. If you're left-handed, tap with your left hand, although it doesn't matter. The meridians run up and down both sides of the body, so you can tap with either hand on either side of the face and torso. So let's just, for the fun of it, say you're right-handed. So you're going to take the index and middle finger of your right hand and tap on the edge of your left hand, what we call the karate chop. Because if you're going to karate chop somebody, that knife edge there between your wrist and your pinky, that right there on the side of the hand, is right in the middle, is where you're going to be tapping. And just tapping at a rhythm of, the original statement was, to the rhythm of jingle bell. So jingle bell, da-da-da. So just like that. And don't worry about, it doesn't have to be the right speed. It doesn't have to be the right amount of pressure. You want to be able to feel it, but you also don't want to be hurting yourself. Please don't bruise yourself in the process. So tapping on the side of the hand, and this is where we'll make a statement of self-acceptance in spite of whatever issue we might have, because the subconscious mind has a reason for every issue. It believes that it's protecting us. So anything that we have, whether we have too little money or too much weight, something in the unconscious mind is saying, this is your comfort zone, this is where you're safest. It's not safe to be thinner, it's not safe to be richer. Not logically, but based on old experiences, and that's what we're going to be clearing, is the association of those old experiences.
Okay.
So we accept ourselves in spite of the fact, even though we have this problem. So tapping on the side of the hand, and just repeat the words that I say, and just for the quick setup of demonstrating EFT, we'll just say, even though I have this problem.
Repeating it?
Yes, please. Okay. The gold surrogate for the masses.
Just a second.
And a second time, even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely love and forgive myself. Even though I have this problem, and it doesn't feel good, and I'm ready to let it go, I deeply and completely love and forgive and accept myself and anyone else who contributes to this problem. The first point we'll tap is the eyebrow point, and this is right at the beginning of the eyebrow, closest to the nose. And again, with the same two fingers, tapping. And generally, you tap, you know, 5 to 10 times. But when we're going through this process, you'll just keep tapping the same point that I mentioned until I tell you to move on to the next point. So tapping the eyebrow point, this problem. Corner of the eye, or the side of the eye. This is the outside corner of the eye, right where the edge of the eye socket is. This problem. Right under the eye. This is directly below the middle of the eye, again on the edge of the eye socket, on the upper part of the cheek. This problem. Under the nose, directly between the nose and the upper lip. This problem. Tapping under the mouth, right in the crease, under the lip, so it's right on top of the chin. This problem. Collarbone. And if you feel where your collarbones come together in the middle at the bottom of your throat, there's a little U shape right there. Easiest way to do this is with a fist so that you're tapping where the two ends of the collarbones are right there in the middle. This problem. Under the arm, and I do this with all four fingers, about 4 inches down from the armpit right on the side, be right about bra strap level. This problem. And the last point we're going to tap is the top of the head, and I use all four fingers and my thumb, and I sort of tap around in a general circle, so I'm sort of covering the whole top of my head, right about if I was wearing a yarmulke or a beanie, just covering all that area around the top of the head. this problem. And then we'll take a deep breath. And that's EFT, simply. You now know how to do it. So now I'm going to ask folks to close their eyes, take a deep breath in and hold it, and let it go. And just breathing comfortably, with your eyes closed now, just imagine yourself, maybe see a full-length mirror and see yourself in the mirror, but see yourself having successfully done what you resolved to do. If you've resolved to lose a certain amount of weight, see yourself at that goal weight. If you've resolved to achieve a certain amount of success in a career, a certain financial level, whatever it is, now we're not going to question whether or not how you should, we're not going to question how you should form a resolution, what a proper goal or resolution should look like. Whatever you've written down, that's okay. And just see yourself in the mirror having successfully achieved that. See yourself as the winner that you're programming yourself to be. Because that's who you really are inside. And just notice what goes on inside your body. Notice what you're feeling. Notice if there's any discomfort anywhere in the body as you try to see this image. Maybe there's some part of you that's saying, yeah, right, that can't be. Maybe you get a tightness somewhere in your body or a queasy feeling or something like that. And just wait. As you look in the mirror and you see yourself, just rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 10 as to how believable it is that you can be this person. This person who is sticking to the resolutions, this person who is easily doing the things that you've claimed you want to do, that you said that you want to do. So just rate that on a scale of 0 to 10. Sometimes we do a scale of 0 to 10 as 10 is really uncomfortable and we want to bring that from a 10 down to 0. In this case, we're going to be bringing the number up. We want to be bringing it from wherever it is. If you're looking in the mirror and going, I don't even know why I made that resolution. I don't believe I can do this at all. Which would be down like in a 0 to 3 range, all the way up to 10. And we want to have it all the way up at a 10. Because when you know it's a 10, when you know that's who you are, doing the resolutions is a piece of cake. So, take another deep breath. Open your eyes if you like. And let's begin tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I have some doubt about this, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I still have some doubt about this, I deeply and completely love and forgive myself. Even though I still have some doubt about this, I'm trying to imagine myself as the successful person who finds it easy to stick to my resolutions. But there's some thoughts in my head, some reasons why it might not be easy. Reasons that might stop me, that might block me from keeping my resolution. And it's time to let those go. Because that ideal image in the mirror is really who I am. And even though I still have some doubts, I deeply and completely love and forgive and accept myself and anyone else who contributes to these doubts. Eyebrow point. All these doubts, sadhya, all this self-doubt, anya, any remaining self-doubt, there are parts of my mind that are saying to me, Kalban, who are you kidding? Anya, you can't do this. Top of that, you've probably tried before. Eyebrow point, you couldn't stick to it. Sadie, why did you even bother? Honey, to make resolutions. There's a good reason why. I don't know. Because I am a winner. Tavon, I am successful. These are good resolutions. Top of that. And I'm just the person to do them. Eyebrow point. I am the person to keep these resolutions. Sadia, releasing the doubt. Releasing it at a cellular level. Releasing this doubt. From every fiber of my being. Carbon. Releasing any voice inside. That says, you can't do it. Top of that. And I wonder, eyebrow point, whose voice is that? Side AI. Is it just mine? Or is it someone else's too? Maybe a parent. Maybe a sibling. Kavon, maybe a teacher. Maybe a friend. Top of the head, a scared friend. Eyebrow point, but still a friend. Sadie, because anyone who would say this to me, is scared. They're scared that they can't do it. Because anyone, Kavon, who really sees themselves as a winner, is going to see me as a winner too. Top of it, anyone who doesn't see me as a winner, eyebrow point, is questioning themselves. Sadia, they're doubting themselves. I'm clearing other people's doubts. I'm clearing other people's fears. I've carried them long enough. Tell them they can carry their own darn fears. They can carry their own darn doubts. Top of the head. And as I clear my doubts, eyebrow point, and see myself as a winner, side of the eye. Funny thing is, I see other people as a winner too. And that's a much bigger gift to them than entertaining their doubts. Kavon, than listening to their nonsense. Anyone who says to me, top of that, I can't do it, eyebrow point, is mistaken. Sadly, I can do it. I can do it. It's because I'm the sort of person, who does these kind of things. I'm the kind of person, who can stick to my resolutions. Top of that, because I'm a successful person. Eyebrow point. I've been waiting for a while, Sadie, to do these things. When there's a part of me that's wanted to do them all along. There's a part of me inside, Colin, that knows that I'm a winner. And has been secretly saying, top of the head, oh, for crying out loud. Eyebrow point, why were we waiting for January? Sadia, we could have gotten started months ago. We could have been doing this years ago. That part of me, I'm out to stick into the resolution. Column, the other parts of me, on the arm can take a hike. Top of the head, giving myself permission. Eyebrow point, to succeed. Sadia, I'm giving myself permission. I to succeed. On a nose. Any part of my mind, on a mouth, that would block me, collarbone, from keeping my resolutions, on the arm, is just scared. Top of it, it has a belief. Eyebrow point, that it's not safe. Sadia, to stick to my resolutions. honey, it's not safe to change. It's not safe enough to see myself as successful. Kavan, maybe because if I do that, honey, I'm afraid I'm setting myself up for failure. Top of the head, if I see myself as successful, I have a point, and don't stick to my resolutions. Sadhya, then I have to feel disappointed. It's so much easier if I don't expect anything. If I don't get my hopes up. Taliban, if I expect to break my resolutions, then I'm guaranteed to win. Top of the head. But if I clear the stuff, eyebrow point, that isn't really a part of me, Sadhyay, and reveal myself, Sadhyay, as the winner that I really am, I'm guaranteed to win that way too. I choose to win. Call them because I'm a winner. I'm clearing the doubts. Top of it, and allowing myself to succeed. And take a deep breath. It is fun. I had fun.
So I can really feel the energy moved. Sometimes significantly at the end of a round.
Yeah. People might be noticing things like yawning, which is always a great sign that energy is shifting. Sometimes it comes in other forms, burping, sneezing, coughing, air coming out the other direction.
Nice. That on the air, excellent.
You know, after we did the clearing the caca, I think that here's the line. We're way over on the other side.
Okay, let's not go there. it's interesting, though. If you say with me it's a significant sort of, well, this isn't a very good selling point, perhaps, so, initially, but I always feel a bit queasy. I know I've moved something else. But not in a horrible way, like, oh,
right.
God, I'm sorry I did that. But,
yeah.
In a way, like if you have something stuck in your foot for an hour and you finally got it out,
it's
kind of like a relief way.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I've heard all kinds of different ways that people feel it. If sometimes people say they feel very tired. There's two ways that people end up feeling tired. One is sometimes it's a real workout. It's, you know, kind of that, whew, that was a workout. I'm kind of tired afterwards. There's also a kind of a tired as in I just want to go to sleep, which is often resistance, you know, which is, oh, you know, there's a part of the subconscious mind that wants to stay in the comfort zone. Is like, stop listening to the man on the radio.
That's a good metaphor, too. You want to just stay asleep, not become aware of the next level of growth, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are times when we have something to do, and it's like, yeah, later, I'm so tired, I just want to stay in bed. And it's like, well, are you really tired? You know, you may have had a really good night's sleep or something, and there's no real reason to be tired. It's like, okay, I got to question this. There's, my subconscious mind is up to something. You know, it's one of the first lines of defense that it uses. It's like, oh, quick, you know, this person's about to, you're about to make a change. You're about to move out of the comfort zone. Quick, be tired. You are now tired, tired, tired. Like, oh, gee, I'd love to go, but I'm so tired.
Now, I felt the other kind of tired, too, sometimes when I've really moved stuff, like just pull something huge out of there.
Yeah.
That's such a amazing, because it really validates that you know that you've done something significant.
Yeah.
The other thing I noticed was my points were all really sore. It was all I could do to not go, ah, every time I was tapping on something. And I think when I've noticed that before, is that because, like, your meridians are just sort of blocked?
It could be. It could be that they're tender. Sometimes key points, you know, certain points are more sore than others. And, you know, sometimes it may be that that particular meridian, which each of the meridians is associated with different organs, and each organ is associated with different emotions. So there may be something going on inside emotionally that is making that particular meridian and meridian point and organ tender.
All of them. I think I'm near death. I don't know. I'm concerned.
I don't think so. There could be a host of reasons, but I'm guessing it's probably not a fatal issue, a terminal, terminally sore meridian point.
Yeah, I felt like it was. I felt like energetically I've been off for about a month or so, and it just seemed interesting that it was today that they were all sore, and that, you know, maybe that's another way of sort of telling how where you're at.
Yeah.
Balance. Now,
what
do you do this, eh?
Well, first I'd suggest folks close your eyes, take a deep breath.
Okay.
And picture that full-length mirror and see yourself again in the mirror, that successful image of yourself. And again, rate on a scale of 0 to 10 as to how believable it is, how true, how much you can identify, how strongly you can identify with yourself as this successful person. Just notice if the number went up. Hopefully it did. Since I'm not working with any particular issue, it may not be quite as strong for some people listening. It's going to be like, oh my goodness, the words hit dead on. And for some, it might be kind of a general thing. And just notice how it, if it's gone up.
Mine only went up a bit. What does that mean?
Well, what I was going to say is let's address this feeling. On a scale of 0 to 10, you said that you were feeling off. On a scale of 0 to 10, how off are you feeling?
It was a bad month, Brad. might sound a little weird that, what the hell. Usually when I get burned now, ever since firewalking, I can push the energy out. And I don't actually have to suffer through any burns. And small cuts, I do the same thing. And twice I've got fairly bad burns this month, and I could not push the energy out, and that's the first time in years. So I know that when that's happening, it's like just everything's kind of, my whole energy in me is all a poof, total disconnect. So it's been pretty off. I had a real off month, I'd say like 10.
All right.
Right up there.
Well, Ms. Nicole Whitney, surrogate for the masses, we're going to work to get you back on, and in doing so, because, you know, invariably there will be folks listening who in some way or another, or maybe in exactly the same way, are feeling off.
Okay.
So, side of the hand, even though I'm feeling off, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling off.
I'm feeling off.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself. Even though I'm feeling off. My energy's gone kablooey.
Energy's gone kablooey.
I can't push out the burns.
Push out the burns.
I just seem to be out of whack. And I think that the amount of time I've spent that way shall suffice.
Shall suffice.
And I'm ready to get back on again.
Ready to get back on again.
And even though I'm feeling off, I deeply and completely love and forgive and accept myself.
Accept myself.
And anyone else who has contributed to this off feeling.
Off feeling.
Eyebrow points. I've been feeling off. Sadia, I've been feeling off. I've been feeling off. I've been feeling off. On a mouth, and that makes it very difficult, Colin, to see myself as successful. I can't even see myself, top of it, as just normal.
Normal.
Eyebrow point. I got to get back to where I was. satisfy that before I can move beyond. On an AI, not only can't I get better, I just can't get back to normal. On a mouth, and I know, Kavam, that my mind does what works. I mean, when I'm feeling off, on top of it, there's some part of my mind, eyebrow point, that's convinced that's what I need. Sabe I, maybe there's a part of me, I that really dislikes, this power to push out the burn. Maybe my body says, Kavon, you're too cocky about this power. I'm causing too much damage. Top of head, we don't want to keep getting on the hot coals. Eyebrow point, you think you can take it.
Yep.
Side AI, but we can't.
We can't.
Side AI, be nicer to us. When I think I can tolerate a lot of pain, I tend to allow a lot of pain. Kavon. And I choose to let go of doing that. On the arm, maybe my body is saying, Top said, please treat us more lovingly. I have a rough point. I choose to love myself. Sadly, I choose to love myself. I choose to love myself. I choose to take care of myself. I choose to take care of myself. Kavon, I'm sorry, body. Please forgive me. Top of head for any damage. Eyebrow point. And I give my body permission. Side eye to heal now. I give myself permission to heal. In body, mind, and spirit. There's some part of me, Kavon, that has had some reason, for feeling off. Top of the head, somehow it protected me. Eyebrow point, which isn't logical. Sadia, because it's really uncomfortable. But there's some part of me that thinks it's serving me. In some way, shape, or form. Kavon, I choose to acknowledge that part. Thank you for trying to take care of me. Top of the head, let's get back in our power now. Eyebrow point, let's find a more comfortable way. Side eye to experience healing. I give myself permission to let go of this off feeling.
Let go of this off feeling.
I'm off. I choose to be turned on. Kavon, I choose to be on. I choose to feel my energy. Top of head flowing well. Eyebrow point in a healthy way. Sadia, I'm ready to feel good again. Allowing myself to release any thoughts that would block that. Any feelings that would block that. Kavon, allowing myself to heal. Under the arm at a cellular level. Top of it, allowing myself to heal. Eyebrow point, in body, mind, and spirit. Sadia, all these reasons I've had. Sadia, for being off. I choose to clear them. And if I need to know something. Kavon, I choose to know it. If there's a lesson I need to learn. Top of that, information I need to be aware of. Eyebrow point. I choose to be open to that. Sadia, I choose to have clarity.
Clarity.
I choose to have clearing. I choose to have clarity. I choose to have clearing. Collarbone for my highest good. Body arm, allowing myself to heal. Top of it for my highest good. And take a deep breath. And if that off feeling was a 10, has there been any kind of shift?
Yeah, I would say maybe down to 8, 7.
Okay. Beat to 10.
Yes, beat to 10.
You know,
course,
and that's
the new testimonial would be Brad turns me on.
My wife will love that. Yeah, don't forward the emails of other women saying, yeah, he turned me on too. So, you know, and without, bring it down a few points in fairly general term. You know, I haven't asked you any specifics or brought up any personal stuff on air.
No, and it's good to have that sort of general thing because people can be feeling off wherever they're locked onto their goal is, whatever they're doing.
Yep.
And apply it there. So that's very, very
important. Yeah, because that off feeling is a great excuse for side of the hand. I can just yak and yak and yak, or I can tap and yak.
You have a lesson to yak and tap and do whatever.
All right. Tap and yak, there's a whole new program. New from Renko. Get your very own tap and yak. Side of the hand, even though it's not safe to be on.
Even though it's not safe to be on.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Accept myself.
Even though it's not safe to be on.
Not safe to be on.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself. Even though it's not safe to be on.
Safe to be on.
Because if I were on, if I were in my power, I might be achieving all kinds of things.
I might be achieving all kinds of things.
I might be risking things.
Risking things.
I might put myself out there even more.
Out there even more.
And my unconscious mind is saying, whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
You need to take a break.
Right.
We don't want to go out there.
We don't want to go out there.
So that's why I'm not feeling on. And even though it's not safe to be on, I deeply and completely love and forgive and accept myself and anyone else who may have contributed to this belief. Eyebrow point, it's not safe to be on. Sorry, it's not safe to be on. Honey, it's not safe to see myself successful. Honey, it's not safe for me to win. Honey, it's not safe for me to be out there. Collarbone, it's much safer being off. Honey, it's much safer being tired. Top, it's much safer being sick. Eyebrow point gives me an excuse. Sorry, if somebody presents me with an opportunity, honey, I can say, oh, no, thank you. On and off. I'm feeling off today.
Off today?
On and off. Keeps me from putting myself out there. Kylon keeps me from stepping out of my comfort zone.
Stepping outside of my comfort zone.
On the arm, which is getting less and less comfortable. Top of that, but my unconscious doesn't understand that. Eyebrow point, it's following this directive.
Following this directive.
Sadi, to stay stuck. And I choose to heal that. I choose to know, on and out, that I'm safe. Collarbone, it's safe to be on. On the arm, it is safe to be on. Top of that, it's safe to be turned on. Eyebrow point, which brings up all kinds of issues.
Which brings up all kinds of issues.
Sadia, and I give myself permission to heal those.
And I give myself permission to heal those.
I'm giving myself permission to heal. And I was allowing myself to know not about that I am safe. Kalvan, I am safe. I am. I'm living in the universe. Top of it that loves me. Eyebrow point and wants my ultimate good. Sarayai, the universe is taking care of me. Anayai, it's safe to feel on. Anas, allowing myself to heal. Anamath, releasing these blocks. Kalabon, that are telling me. Anayam, well, you can feel a little bit better. Top of the head, you can have a little bit of relief. Eyebrow point. But not enough, Sarayai, that you start straying outside the comfort zone. Anaya, it's giving me a little bit longer leash. Anaya, but I'm still chained to the post. Anaya, I'm breaking the chain. Kavon, in fact, I'm seeing it as gone. Top of it, I am free. Eyebrow point, I'm free to win. Sorry, I'm free to succeed. Anaya, I'm free to see myself. I was as successful. I'm seeing myself in that mirror. Kalvan, and I am on, baby.
And I am on, baby.
It's safe to be on.
Safe to be on.
Top of it, joyfully allowing myself to be on. Take a deep breath. More shift there?
I think so.
All right.
Definitely feeling lighter.
Excellent.
That's off.
And a little more on, hopefully.
I will be in the News for the Soul archive retapping this one full time.
Yep, there's layers to the onion, you know. We're clearing layer by layer.
Amazing work. And just incredible. You know, it's like you're probably never going to be done, are you? I mean, we're never going to be finished.
Yes, you know, that's what Gary once said to us. He said, you know, we're never done because life keeps happening. And, I spent this weekend, I went down and saw the seminar from my friend Mike Dooley, who is in The Secret. He's totally unique thoughts, tut.com. He sends out the messages from the universe, which are just brilliant.
Oh, no, I'll have to go check that out.
You got to have Mike on your show. I was thinking about that on Saturday. I think he's got to be on this. But he's in The Secret, and he's the one who says, thoughts become things, choose the good ones. But there was something. Now that I've plugged his website, I can't remember what the brilliant comment. What did you just say? Okay, now I know it is. So, but you know, he's talking about how the universe works and all these things. And here's the thing: is it's not like we go and we hear all this stuff or we tap and then boom, that's it, we're done, and now everything's perfect. He said, you know, if you won the lottery every day, you'd get really bored. You know, we want challenge. Why we come to this physical plane, why we choose to be in this lifetime, is, you know, and some of us choose bigger challenges than others, but we choose some sort of challenge. We don't, we don't say, I'm going to go play tennis. I think I'm going to go find a five-year-old to play against. You know, it's, we want to be challenged. We may choose to play someone who's not nearly as good as we are, but there's still, you know, we like the tennis ball to come back over the net at least some of the time. So, we never want to get to the point where, we don't want to be in a tennis game where we serve and the ball never comes back over the net. That's it, done. You know, we're going to go and play other games. So there's always going to be challenges coming up because we grow from them. Each thing that happens is a challenge to overcome. It's like as you overcome whatever this off feeling is. As we overcome whatever blocks us from keeping to our resolutions, we become stronger. That's why it's been said, you know, you achieve your goals not for what you get, but for who you become. And who you become is, you know, is an acknowledged, is who you really are. It's the divine, powerful self, that the perfect self that we really are. But we've chosen to forget it so that it's an adventure to find our way back.
Oh, an often exciting one indeed. Yeah, but this is such an awesome tool to use along the way, from the road, on our journey. So thank you so much for helping us again, Brad, with working through the next layer of ta-ta, or whatever we did today. We kind of went off on a bit of an interesting tangent, and I'm going to tap along myself in the archives later. And
thank you so much for having me back. I always love to come here with you.
You know what we're going to do is get you to stay on, hang on the line, because I want to set up the next time. We're going to get you back on specifically for the Lighten Up series.
Cool.
Next one of it, by the way, for those listening, is happening on newcitadel.com. Tomorrow night you'll be hearing an interview with Mark Victor Hansen talking about thinking ourselves thin. That's the way I want to do it. And as easy and quickly as possible. Thank you very much. So, great tool that we've got here today to work with in any goal, that I'm going to be using it for that one specifically. So thank you so much, Brad.
Thank you so much.
BradYates.net, that's where you go. And to retap at your leisure as often as you like, and for free, newsforthesoul.com in the archives. That's where this show and all the other ones will be. We'll see you there, and we'll see you tomorrow night on newsforthesoul.com for Lighten Up Literally. I'm Mark Victor Hansen. We'll see you there.